May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. Thanks for tuning in. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations worldwide, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating from three newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. And this live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcast, these newsletters are listed in the footnotes, so you can click on their links while I'm discussing them. Or you can do that now at the HeartCom Network archives. I think those who've been following the show know how to just put in the search engine, HeartCom Network, and pull it up. The archives are there for 2024, and you can go to the bottom and you'll see the three newsletters in the archives that I'm referring to. So you could pause the podcast when you're listening to the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you. And you can create your own customized multimedia show. Now, while I'm doing it live, you won't be able to do that. But the idea is that you can, create your own custom multimedia show with a podcast. Some people find that as a good way to, like I say, select which videos and articles you want to take a deep dive into and go into it. So I'll be discussing three newsletters, like I said, today. The first one was published on October 24th, and it was called, "Was Mossad Headquarters Actually Bombed?" Was Mossad Headquarters Actually Bombed? Now, previous to that, and I talked about this in the last show, that it was reported that the Mossad headquarters, which is like Israeli, CIA headquarters, was bombed. And I'm following up with a verification of that in this newsletter. I'll get to that later in the show. First, I'm going to be doing the newsletter I published yesterday with the new moon in Scorpio. That was called Intense Energies Now, Love Is All We Need. Love is all we need. And there's a video by the Beatles singing that song, Love Is All We Need. Bum, ba, da, 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 love is all. Anyway, that video you can listen to while you're viewing the contents. And that's that newsletter. Like I say, you could pull that up and follow along the narrative. As I'm speaking today, you won't be able to pause it as you will with the podcast, but you could follow along if you want to pull up the HeartCom Network of that newsletter just published yesterday. And it's about, again, these energies in Scorpio. And I'll go to that first, and then I'm going to go into the last one was actually published, the last newsletter I'll discuss. It was published on October 27th. Which was, about a week ago almost, called Transcending the Dystopian Culture of Death. Culture of death, what's going on with the endless war and disease profiteering on the planet and how we get past that, which a lot of people are interested in. But first, I'm going to be going into the last article published yesterday on Intense Energies Now with this new moon in Scorpio. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So I'm going to go into the astrology, psychology, cosmic weather report, for the planet. There's a lot of drama on the world stage right now. We're ending a 6,500-year period of relationships based on dominance, power, and control, and entering a new relationship paradigm called Aquarius, based on equality, equanimity, and peace. Now, within this last transition of thousands of years, we're closing out the 2,000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind the fear-based behavior of blind faith and all the records of war, death, and hell that we've seen historically the last 2,000 years. As we enter a more enlightened age, you know, getting past the past and moving forward with Aquarian light and love, so to speak. So right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some very powerful astrology psychology with the new moon in Scorpio and some very unique geometries in the quantum field. And remember, God geometrically is one understanding of God is G-O-D, geometric ordered divinity, or the geometric the geometry of divinity, geometric ordered divinity, in terms of the fractal order of the holographic universe. It's all geometry. With people that get into quantum physics and the holographic universe, there's a fractal order, and there's principles of geometry that are universal. And this understanding of cosmic law, as far as the order of the universe, geometric ordered divinity, and how in the beginning God geometrized. That's ancient Hermetic philosophy. In the beginning, God geometrized. And in the end, we become what we geometrize. In other words, how we assimilate, integrate, or otherwise actualize G-O-D consciousness, geometric order divinity. And the more you work with the archetypes of pure geometry thought forms for basically cosmic law, the more you think, see, and feel archetypally. You know, the man of God sees God in all men and all things. So hopefully this will give you some insight as I talk about the astrology psychology, which is really interesting right now. I mean, it's very intense, and I'll be going into the intensity and how a lot of people are feeling it. But in the meantime, some of the geometry that's going on right now, very strong, tight aspects, is a mystic rectangle that has Pluto opposition Mars exact right now, just virtually exact, 30 degrees Pluto. It's the last degrees of Capricorn. Pluto's in the last degrees of Capricorn, and Mars is in the last degrees of Cancer. So you've got the 12 o'clock line of Capricorn, 6 o'clock line of Cancer on the cosmic clock. And you've got this powerful polarity, you might say, or polarization influence. And Pluto is sometimes referred to as the higher octave of Mars. Mars is one of the personal planets. Pluto is the farthest out planet. And there's a creative tension there with an opposition. And it's much stronger because, again, Pluto's in the last degrees of Capricorn, the very last energy of Capricorn, which is where it's the strongest. It's like the fulfillment of Capricorn. Mars is in this last degree of Cancer, which is like the fulfillment of the it's really the divine feminine energy. And with Mars there, there's an intensity there, which can be rather steamy. But this opposition of Pluto and Mars is very intense just by itself. Now, also going on in this mystic rectangle, there's a cross-referencing of this mystic rectangle of the Pluto-Mars and Uranus and Mercury, which is conjunct the Moon. Moon is now in the last degrees, 27 degrees, of Scorpio. And it's much stronger in the last degrees, again, just like Uranus is in the 26th degree of Taurus. So you've got, again, a polarity, but because Mercury is conjunct the Moon within just 3 degrees, actually Mercury is in the first degree, or 0 degrees, right at the beginning of Sagittarius, the fire sign. So it's moved from water to fire, but the Moon is still in this water sign, Scorpio. So anyway, I'm getting into this because there's a dynamic going on with creative tension within these two planets that are very strong and in opposition or polarization or polarity. You know, it's like a full moon. There's a polarity of the sun and the moon in a full moon, or there's a polarity like the full moon energy, very intense energy with this moon conjunct Mercury opposition Uranus. So that's going on, and the points are all connected. You know, these points of Pluto, Uranus, Mars, and Mercury conjunct the moon, they're all connected in this mystic rectangle, which is always, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. There's a geometry here that coalesces these energies in a very unique, powerful way. This is above and beyond the energies of the new moon in Scorpio, which was, again, just the other day. But that, of course, the new moon energies is like the next 2 weeks that sets the tone of intensity. You know, Scorpio is like, you know, it's like it can be God vision. It can be like the eagle flying into the sun, or it can be lower than the belly of a snake. It's just how you deal with the energy. So if you got creative tension, it's going to be released one way or the other. And there's a lot of creative tension right now, is what I'm saying. You might feel it in my voice, my energies. I've kind of tuned into this. I've been feeling it. The strong, you know, with the energies I deal with the planetary chaos and crisis right now. If I wasn't going dancing on a regular basis, I'd probably go freaking nuts. But, you know, dancing is therapy for me. And there's a cosmic dance going on right now. I mean, we dance to the tune with, you know, more energies and sublimate, you know, the creative tension in our higher chakras, or descend to the lower chakras, and you can be anything from sex craze to malevolent, or, you know, when I say malevolent, you can be reactive rather than proactive. So this energy is going on. Now, another geometry that's going on that's really interesting is a grand trine of, again, the sun or the moon conjunct Mercury is trine Neptune in Pisces, which is a very deep mystical energy, and that's a trine. There's a mental feeling, understanding about this relationship with deep mystical, very deep mystical spiritual energies that people can tune into at this time. But it's not just a trine between Neptune in Pisces and the Moon and Mercury in conjunction over Scorpio and with Mercury in just a 0 degree Sagittarius, but it's also trine Mars at the 30th degree of Pisces. Again, the 6 o'clock line, which is, as I referenced, is a feminine energy, but with Mars there, it's like alpha female. It's like intense energy. It's like, when I say alpha female, it's like the warrior woman, you know, can be, you know. So there's a grand triangle and a harmony, which has got the high spiritual energy of Neptune and Pisces, you know, trine Mercury and conjunct the moon over there in Scorpio. So this grand trine, there's a harmonic convergence of these points, of these energies, with, again, a whole that's in this grand trine that's greater than the sum of the parts. So that's going on, and it's interesting how this grand trine is creating a kite pattern with both Mars the focus and with Venus the focus. And, Mercury conjunct Moon the focus. That's one of the kite patterns. With Mercury conjunct the Moon in Scorpio. And forgive me, you know, I'm going into a lot of details. Some people can just kind of get the feeling of what I'm talking about who have a little bit of understanding of astrology. If you don't have much of an understanding, I'm trying to give some understanding of the energies that are in the collective consciousness right now. One other aspect that's very strong right now is what's called an arrow yod, or finger of God, or the fickle finger of fate, with Venus the focus. And the arrow yod means that the reaction, just like you pull an arrow back, and it's pointing to, the target is this Venus, but there's a reaction to Jupiter in Gemini, which is exactly opposite Venus in Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is like fiery wisdom. And with Venus there, it's like a fiery understanding, a higher understanding of love. You know, personal love, universal love, is more the energies of Neptune. But personal love, again, Venus is a lower octave of Neptune, is the higher octave of the energies of Venus. But this focus of Venus, with the combination of Uranus and Mars that are sextile, both of them are focusing their energies on Venus, and the reaction point is Jupiter in Gemini, which is to say there's this opposition, exact opposition between Venus and Jupiter, which is, again, can be like a full moon again. It can be expansive, which is Jupiter, energies of Venus, personal love, and basically it can be love of beauty. It can be the beauty of cosmic love. But there's this energy going on with this polarization, again, of two planets that can create a polarization as far as division, or polarization like a marriage of two and one, like in a full moon, where the energies are magnified by Jupiter and qualified by Venus in a way that's just beautiful. So these are some of the dynamics going on. I could also go into an arrow yod that is focusing the energies of Pluto and the moon of Mercury on Jupiter, rather than focusing the energies of Jupiter on Venus, as I mentioned before. So these multiple patterns going on that are repeating themselves in different ways, in unique ways, that is focusing a lot of creative tension right now, which is, you know, in a collective consciousness, there's like a very high intense energy for geometrizing, you know, our collective consciousness right now, right before, you know, what, the election. So I've given enough on the astrology psychology. To say it succinctly, there's just some highly qualified, intense energy going on now that I'll try and focus on with these presentations. And the most recent newsletter published yesterday, that was a reality report. And the reality report is regarding intense energies now that are morphing the matrix, as I just referenced in the astrology psychology. So basically what I'm saying is keep your head while others are losing theirs. A lot of people are losing their heads right now, folks. You got a lot of crazy people. I got one dear friend. She swears she's going to leave the country if Trump is elected. Well, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's pretty extreme as far as a lot of, you know, a lot of famous movie stars that have been saying the same thing. So go figure. I mean, there's a lot. This is the kind of craziness going on. People are losing their heads. So there's a picture of me on the newsletter in my rocking chair that I sculpted, this rocking chair. There's a picture of me with a shaved head and stars and stripes on my head, and the stars and stripes are green, and I'm saying, get ahead, the greening of all American evolution, with a small R in front of it, so you could say all American revolution. But American, this was a self-portrait from 1975. You know, we're talking about, you know, 49 years ago. And I referenced it as the self-portrait of Christos Lightweaver, which I go by sometimes in my newsletters. It's my higher self, my real self, you know, to identify with. And I'm going to get into this identity, not just myself, but this, you might say, identity crisis that global civilization is going through right now. So in this publication, like I sent out yesterday, and you can, again, pull that up in the archives at HeartCom Network. There was a previous article on upward ascent that actually I will be going into that. That's the second article I referred to. And there is also an article from Natural Life News that was just published. It's the November-December issue of Natural Life News on Know Your Love Language. But featuring today, you know, when I say today on the show and in this newsletter just published yesterday, I'm, you know, featuring three recent videos. There's a couple other videos, but there's three recent videos, plus some current news with unconventional views. And I say right up front, you know, caution, controversy ahead. And if you're honest with the whole truth, your friends who identify with the big lie, you know, with pride that they know better, they'll lose trust in your word. Now, if you, you know, if you're not very diplomatic in how you present it, then once they lose trust in your word, I mean, saying you're sorry means nothing to them. If they are done with you, you know, they don't care what you say, sorry or otherwise. But if you don't care enough to share with, you know, more love, cosmic love, universal love, you know, just real love, I mean, who will? And so then it comes down to, you know, some will, some won't. So what next? You know, when you care to share the whole truth, you know, in the face, you know, into the teeth and into the face of the big lie, you know, people who believe the lie, you know, the expression, there's one expression is, you know, the Bible said, you know, you, those who believe the lie, their damnation was just. Well, a little mercy here. There's, you know, a little forgiveness. You know, everyone's doing the best they can, and they're 100% right for their prevailing awareness, even if they're out to lunch as far as, you know, cosmic law goes. But some will get it, some won't. So what next? You know, the best you can do is all you can do is, you know, care to share, you know, material like this, which is, has an awakening effect for people that are have their minds open. If their mind is closed, you know, don't waste your time. But if they're on the fence, they're borderline, and they're receptive to what you have to say, this might be edifying for them, this newsletter and the other two I'm going to be talking about. So again, this was the newsletter, November 1st, published yesterday with the new moon in Scorpio. And there's a quote here from Kaipacha, and I've got a link at that you can check out this link at 9 minutes, 10 seconds, and what he's actually saying in the video. But I quote him that if you are feeling fear or intense emotional needs or desires or the fight or flight, you know, syndrome, you're not alone, because this is a planetary energy happening right now. The intensity of what's going right now, he goes into it in depth. If you want more insight in the energies we're dealing with, it's, you know, and the point of this is, you know, how much of the geopolitical crisis and election polarization that we're seeing is just outpicturing the energies in the quantum field as registers in everyone's brain field, you know, the holodeck between your ears. You know, in other words, the quantum field astrology psychology is a real thing. You know, I've been following for about 45 years studying it, working with hundreds of people and couples, you know, with their astrology. And it's a language, and there's an energy. And now with the quantum age, that we're entering the quantum age, people are beginning to understand that these energies is basically the quantum field dynamics that basically shape, you know, the whole evolution of the body from a single fertilized cell, those 9 months during gestation, where the 12 lower vertebrae in the woman's back are stepping down the 12 constellations in an energy field, a cosmic womb, where the gestation from a single fertilized cell creates creative tension release with cytosis, with the division of cells very quickly. So over basically 9 months, the 12 constellations are stepped down into this field where your bioenergetics are fused with this, again, this tension release of cytosis, you know, with cell division, to where the kingdom of heaven is within you. You know, I mean, this is the understanding of we are in the universe, and the universe is in us. It is fused into our conscious being world. So with your first fire breath, you know, fire, the first breath, you know, your whole system is fired up, and your astrology psychology begins. It's like the cosmic clock begins ticking, and, you know, we're all influenced by this energy, and then each individual is getting specific transits with the planets, you know, intersecting with their specific psychology birth chart to where everyone's being triggered in unique different ways. And if those who have worked with their own personal transits and understand this, know what I'm talking about. So anyway, this is how the kingdom of heaven is within us. So I'm going into now the newsletter a little bit more. And I published this, on November 1st was All Saints Day. The day before was Halloween. And so I basically said, are you ready, Freddy, for the spooky kabuki that freaks out the fearless yet embraces the nearness of love, cosmic love without end? Now, this is a little play on words, but, the spooky kabuki, what we're seeing in the world, you might say, in a 3D physical octave is like a kabuki, Japanese symbolic, it's like a drama, for everyone's judgment, basically, how you regard the big show on the world stage. And again, it freaks out the fearless. A lot of people, even the fearless, are freaking out. Yet embraces the nearness of cosmic love. We're so close, basically to zero point, where the collective consciousness of global humanity comes into this awareness of, we are one, and begins thinking in terms of what's best for all, rather than the old paradigm Piscean, eye for an eye until the whole world is blind kind of a thing. It's like we're, unity and diversity, Aquarian light and love, rather than, death and hell that's in our face as the old paradigm is lashing out. It's like the dragon is wounded and the old paradigm is, time is short and fear is great and wants everyone to be as miserable as they are. So there's a great quote I love from Marianne Williamson, who has definitely been an embodied angel, very inspired in so many ways. And she has this quote that I just love to go over on a regular basis. And she says, quote, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Well, actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. You're playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. I mean, it's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So here's to the presence process, folks. More light and love, easier and faster. This is from Marianne Williamson's book, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. So basically what I'm saying here is keep the faith, folks. Love is all we need. And do you remember the Beatles song, Love is All You Need? Here we go. The first principle at the heart of world peace is true love of, by, and for us as United Sovereigns of Earth. And again, the whole theme is love is all we need. I mean, the Beatles were singing it, but the higher the concept of love as geometrically ordered divinity in this love model, the higher the concept of love, the greater the results. So the first principles of cosmic law of the one, the two-in-one, three-in-one, four-in-one, five-in-one, geometrized with thought forms that anchor this concept in, you know, as a higher frame of reference for golden rule law language for the golden age. That is what I'm talking about as far as the first principle at the heart of world peace. Love is all we need, you know, a higher concept of love. But anyway, let's hear it for the Prime Directive. And I have a link on the Prime Directive and a website on that. Prime Directive and the Aquarian Honor Flame. There's a spirit flame, honor flame. You know, the name and the flame are the same with, you know, cosmic universal love that determines, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. So honor is what honesty does. And when one is honestly, when one who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, they'll either cease being mistaken or cease being honorable. So let's be honest. The whole truth of universal cosmic love will set us free, but the big lie has become so big and so bold and so often told that some of us believe it, oblivious to the whole truth that's now becoming self-evident, at least to those who have eyes to see. So I have some videos that, you know, get into the self-evident truth. This first one is very powerful and it will offend some people because it just, you know, it talks about how hospital protocols are killing people en masse. These government mandated hospital protocols during COVID and even since then have been killing people en masse. And people don't want to hear that. But the roots of this go back over a century to elite eugenicist families and financiers, and the vaccine passports were part of the failed attempt to create a social credit system. Some of you know that. The rigged PCR tests were used to ramp up fear and demand, and the demand for vaccination, whose purpose was multifaceted. And some of you know about that. Anyway, she goes over this, and she's concerned with this. They call it the PREP Act, and the future so-called pandemics, which they're starting to ramp up and orchestrate all over again. She's concerned that, you know, how these were planned to impose the WHO treaty, World Health Organization. And the full article on that you can read, but that's just a taste if you're interested. This is the serious meat in this love sandwich. Most of my newsletters and even my shows, I try to make a love sandwich out of them, where you got light and love on the front end, the back end, you know, you might say, you know, the bread, but the strong meat in the middle, you know, and the strong meat is these articles. And the graphics, some of the graphics and the memes, so the meme of the month included here. One of this meme of the month in this graphic is a black guy, Daryl B. Harrelson, saying, quote, "If abortion is health care, then slavery is job creation." Again, that's a meme of the month because, you know, that's kind of keynotes into, you know, a real core issue in the collective consciousness right now with the election. There's a quote of the week that I provide here, and this is an excerpt from a book on how the weight loss drugs go hand in hand with the junk food industry. And this quote is, "What Americans eat, how they diet and exercise, what nutritional supplements they take, the sugar content of their sodas, high fructose corn syrup in their processed foods, and the price of their diabetes medication have long been objects of endless gambling on Wall Street. It's not a conspiracy theory that food addiction is a tool of corporate profiteering. Many of these ultra-processed fake foods are specifically marketed to children, which in turn can change their brain chemistry to desire those foods for life, creating all kinds of diseases that the medical industrial pharmaceutical drug pushing complex makes a killing on." So these are the kind of, you know, prick your consciousness kind of memes, quotes that I key into. I have a graphic here following from the Trump rally, October 27th in Madison Square Garden, how it reached maximum capacity of 19,500, basically 20,000 people. And the New York Police Department reported 75,000 people outside. In other words, it was not just overflowing, it was 75,000 people overflowing around Madison Square. I mean, okay, I mean, that's huge. That's so huge, you know, just the thought of it. But the picture, the graphic inside the Madison Square Gardens, seeing 20,000 people, that one picture, and then imagining 75,000 more outside. This is just, I mean, this is serious. This is reported by the mainstream media. So anyway, at the same time, the mainstream media was reporting for this last week, and the article title is that far left media launches an all-out Trump Hitler blitzkrieg. You know, Trump is Hitler blitzkrieg, with 5,500 stories in 1 week on how Trump is Hitler. This was reported in just October 28th, just, you know, what, a few days ago. And the subtext is that this week, the far left corporate media hate machine unleashed a blitzkrieg of propaganda against the American people, a clear sign of desperation as polls increasingly point to a favorable outcome for former President Trump on November 5th. Well, that article is followed by a video called A Brief History of Hopium, and how the American people have been sucker punched election after election with false hope that directed who was selected in the election. I mean, this is a classic, A Brief History of Hopium. So don't fall for the fake hopium again, folks. You know, basically, you know, look at it as this, you know, the justice that just is, whatever happens. There's lessons to be learned. And I mean, there's going to be some big lessons to be learned from some big drama that's coming up. Remember the 5th of November, you know, it's coming up. So I follow this with a video, a classic video from a few years ago by Bruce Lipton on the quantum. And Bruce Lipton is one of my favorite authors, you know, his books on quantum everything and conscious processes of consciousness. Well, this is on the pineal gland and the quantum perception process. So my subtext here is, may you see through all the election deception. Well, there's going to be a lot of it, folks. You know, we're talking about fifth generational psychological warfare on the collective consciousness. But anyway, honoring truth under medical tyranny, you know, which is going on, you have to, love the solution with global telecare. The heart of the solution is global telecare, the TLC, love globally, and what that looks like with global telecare and how that can transition the a nonprofit self-care, holistic healthcare model worldwide very quickly. You know, I mean, the technology off the shelf, you know, to create this virtually overnight. You know, within a few months, you know, if there was the intention and the investors and the to make it so for global holistic healing. And the meme I provide the graphic to reference this is, quote, a society that keeps cures a secret so they can sell medication for huge profits is not a real society, but a mental asylum. You know, the insane asylum, where the whole medical industrial complex is making a killing on the creation and management of disease, just like the military industrial complex makes a killing on the creation and management of war. So that insanity is really on the surface right now. It's struggling for survival. Its time is short. Its fear is great, and like a wounded dragon, it's lashing out. So beware the whiplash of the dragon's tail. So anyway, if you're not following the weekly Corbett report, you're missing some very timely awakening with the video that was just released on BRICS, and not just BRICS, but the climate change issue, which is not settled science at all, and how the BRICS, the economic powerhouse of Russia, China, and India, are creating a whole new economic order. That is going global very soon, but their manifesto, a lot of people don't want you to know and read it for yourself. And so some insight on that. plus insight on the election or the selection of, you know, election shenanigans, or as the U.S. gears up for the big election sideshow circus. And like I say, the shenanigans are not just election, but how it's being rigged already. It's coming out in the alternative media because the mainstream media, you know, wants everyone to believe that this is the hallmark of quote unquote democracy when it's oligarchy manipulating the results for the benefit of the corporate oligarchy elite. And this goes into that in more detail for those who are interested. So I'm going to finish up on this one with a little bit of a backstory where I'm coming from, you know, some self-disclosure and answer to the question I've got from a lot of different people of how do you identify, you know, who are you really? So you might say I'm coming out of the closet. I go into some self-disclosure in this regard. That's pretty deep. You're going to have to read it for yourself. You know, I just want to... it's not that I'm tooting my own horn or anything. I'm just trying to give some backstory of where I've been coming from over the last 50 years, a story on the last 50 years and what I've been doing and who I identify with, you know, in the process. So that's pretty much that one finished. And I'm getting short on time, so I'm going to have to finish up with newsletter compendium that I published here about a week ago. The reality report again was, and the question I asked in the title was, Mossad headquarters actually bombed. This was a follow-up to the previous show when I got into how it was bombed, but this is like a verification with another video alternative media source, but validating the fact that the Mossad headquarters for Israel, which is like their CIA, how it was bombed, and what the implications of that are. I mean, they're vast implications. The end of Israel could be one of it, which is, could be a real blessing for Gaza, because Israel won't seem to stop in their insane genocide of women and children and families and just Gaza. I mean, they're just massive carpet bombing. They've been carpet bombing for the last year. It's like the insanity has been demoralizing the collective consciousness because they haven't been able, no leaders of the world have been able to stop that. Now, why haven't they been able to stop that? Because most of the leaders of the world in Europe, at least in Europe and in America, have been blackmailed by Mossad. You know, the Jeffrey Epstein episode with, it was a Mossad operation to blackmail politicians. Of course, it was Europe as well as Americans. And where are those blackmail videos? Well, they're in the Mossad headquarters. That's where they keep the originals. They don't have copies out there because they could get out of control. So if Mossad headquarters was bombed and the blackmail videos have been eliminated, does that free up the politicians from Europe and America so they can basically turn on Israel for their genocidal policy finally? I mean, it took 2 years before widespread internet exposure of mass pharmacide with injection, vaccine injections, before people began to realize that it has killed millions of people worldwide. Now, if you're following numerous alternative internet sources, you'll see a repeating pattern exposing this, but the lame stream media still maintains that the toxic brew and clot shots are safe and effective. Now, we know that's not true. Most listeners know that's not true. Anyone that's had their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the truth-telling media, you know, it's not alternative. It's the real media. You know, the truth of this, it's come out big time. But they're planning now to do another plandemic in the fall. They're already starting to ramp it up, just like they're ramping up news is coming out that they're already leaking out the fake news reports of Kamala Harris winning the election. You know, so they're getting it already, and some of it's leaking out of how they're skewering the real results because it's not who actually has the most votes, but who controls the voting. You know, we know that story. So anyway, that story is kind of shocking, you know, about how it was really, the Mossad headquarters was really bombed. And of course, it's not going to stop the Gaza destruction and the massive Lebanon bombing until there's sufficient widespread internet exposure of what's going on. And this is happening. It's happening at an accelerated rate. Time is speeded up with the instant everywhere interactive internet. Things get, you know, truth telling. I mean, that post I did on the Mossad headquarters bombed, end of Israel is near. That was really the only post blog that I've ever had that went viral. I had thousands of new readers on that. People want to believe it because they want to believe that the Gaza genocide is going to end. This insanity in Gaza and Lebanon, the bombing, you know, it's like, what does it take for them to stop? Does Israel, you know, have to have a barrage of these S-400 missiles from Iran to take out Israel as a whole? Or will it be sufficient with the Mossad headquarters bomb to turn things around? So thanks to Substack, this story gained traction because there are lots of true patriots who know the score with media censorship of truth-telling that challenges the official narrative of unabashed propaganda. So it's the same pattern of big media narrative control as after 9/11. Remember that? It took 10 years for people to wake up to what was really going on with 9/11. And then the pharmaceutical PSYOP codenamed COVID, you know, COVID, COVID, Certificate of Virus ID, which was a classic big tech, you know, romp on profit steroids supplied by Big Pharma. In other words, you know, they're all embedded together, you know, in that agenda, multiple purposes of those vaccines, including the certificate of virus, the passport that they could use for controlling people, just like, you know, give me your passport in Nazi Germany. If you didn't have your passport, you know, you're going to go to the concentration camp. But think about it, folks. The same deep state mockingbird media, you know, the CIA, Mossad, that was complicit in the 9/11 cover-up and the COVID pandemic, they're scrubbing the end of Israel story on the internet, you know, skewering search results. So this story has disappeared because, you know, it's an existential crisis for the deep state desperados whose time is short. Like I say, their fear mania is great and they want everyone as miserable as they are. So the mass media mind manipulation matrix we're now subject to is the fifth generation psychological warfare I've documented with multiple videos and articles this last year. I mean, a few years ago, my web published article showed up in internet searches, but I've been blacklisted. I've been disappeared. You with a few Google algorithms in your history, they can just disappear you. So the most common blessing and the blind spot of kind-hearted people is to see no evil, including the political Zionists who are controlling big media, big banks, big pharma, big government, you know, political Zionism. You know, the big lie of the Scofield Bible that has been taught through theological seminaries for the last 100 years, which has co-opted, you know, Christians into believing the big lie basically Zionism and is saying that the modern state of Israel is the, you know, the righteous ancient state of Israel. You know, do you equate the two when they're not? I mean, the modern state of Israel is doing what the Germans did to the Jews, you know, as far as genociding them. So, you know, it's all bizarro. It's all backwards. And it's all, at this point, there's a massive demoralization of people worldwide. And the turnaround is what I'm talking about. It's in process. Some people can see it. I'm claiming the victory now, you know, like make it so. I mean, you think about it, you know, children are innocent of evil until they're damaged by it. And adults who become willfully ignorant of evil, they become victims of it. They become damaged too. So, yeah, it's better to see the good, to make it so. But BS as a belief system calls evil good and is itself evil. So it's like this discernment of evil is important, and to be kind yet not blind, not, you know, be kind but not blind. This is the time, you know, 4D, to rise and shine. with the tie that binds, 5D, you know. So, part of my cosmic rap here. Be kind, yet not blind. This is the time to rise and shine with the tie that binds. Let's keep the momentum in this regard of Aquarian Spring, you know, 2020's enlightenment, you know, the tie that binds with higher consciousness and the first principles of cosmic law. Let's keep that momentum going strong for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. You know, claim the victory. You know, we are, you know, we are one. You know, the new us is united sovereigns of Earth. That's how we arrive at peace. You know, it's like all the divisive divisions and dialectics of, you know, creating and managing war, divide, division. You know, fear is their major tool right now. You know, fear porn is incessant. You know, we're going to die from this or that, you know, and people go into fear, and then their mind narrows down, shuts down, and they get manipulated, you know, through fear. So basically, you know, coming out of this, you know, seize the vision, you know, an affirmation of universal love as the prime directive, cosmic law, the Aquarian gold standard. I have links on this in the content in the newsletter. So you can go into more on the understanding of prime directive, the cosmic law, Aquarian gold standard, and embrace the virtue, you know, confirmation of love. So you got the affirmation of love, you got the confirmation of love, you know, with heart wisdom and the mind of God is geometrically ordered divinity, and you have determination, you know, make the vow, seize the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, determination to love as the holistic, healthy, and otherwise holy, holistic spirit of love and action. So we can claim the victory, integration with love. As pure intention and focused attention, love retention, serving our collective ascension and the fifth dimension of full comprehension. Again, my cosmic wrap there. But please care to share this message directly through your social network community, families, friends. Because as a conscientious, high state vision of virtue and valor for the victory surges, the dark side, deep state purges. So thanks for being aware, to care and share, pass it on, pay it forward, network for net worth, embrace your higher self. And the bonus, if you've read, you know, people that are reading my newsletters, I give a bonus at the end. And this one is Know Your Love Language. It's an article on love language based on a Psychology Today article with corresponding Carl Jung archetypes to discern one's unique time perception style. We each have an archetypal time perception style. These are Carl Jung archetypes, and as I've said before, the more you work with the archetypes of wholeness, the more you see archetypally, the more whole and holy, holistic or vision you have. So knowing this love language, this universal law language, love language, it serves the purpose of enlightened love in our local and global social network communities. So our Aquarian quickening is what the whole Holy Spirit of love and action does. Again, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. I'm going to have to wrap it up before I go much further. I did want to reference the last article, which actually I linked in the first article at the top, on the upward ascent, the transcending the dystopian culture of death with more light and love, easier and faster, naturally neutralizing the downward spiral of global civility. And the keynote here is the understanding that when you realize that the two most profitable businesses in the world are war and illness, it's easy to understand what's going on. Those who are profiting, these giant corporations that are making a killing on war and disease, they're interested in the bottom line, their short-term goal, their quarterly reports showing profits at the expense of the health and peace of planetary civilization. So this is what's going on, folks. This is it. I go into this, how it's time to rise and shine, begin uniting. Our virtue. Virtue is our honor and our protection. There's no security without purity. Again, of intention, attention and retention. The honor of love as virtue for our ascension. This is the bottom line. You know, I go into this, more specifics regarding this. As a high state of conscience, unified field, global unity conscience, as it surges, the high state of conscience surges, you know, with social conscience and our global social networks, There's a whole Lincoln article on that. As that happens, the deep state of ignorance purges. This article, you know, it deals with some, you know, willful ignorance that does not want to hear the truth. I mean, this may hurt the feelings of, you know, some people that don't want the whole truth. You know, they can't handle the whole truth. You know, they're stuck in negativity, the 3D density. So I get into some philosophy, some understanding of, you know, real reality therapy, you know, of this world situation, the alternative to it, the solution to it, you know, how to claim the victory of a new 5D common sense, effective sense perception of mind for our collective vision, virtue, and valor. Remember V for Vendetta, the film. Remember the 5th of November, full spectrum election drama. So raise your arms in a big V and funnel in the victory, folks. Claim the victory of the election. You know, by God's grace and God's time, we're going to have the results. It's going to bring drama, reckoning, reconciliation, hopefully accountability to the entire system that will result in more light and love, easier and faster. So, hey, thanks for listening to the show today. You know, I hope you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.